For our next speaker tonight, we have missionary wife, Fran West from Ankara, Turkey.
If you would please turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 1, and I'm going to be reading verses 8 through 11. 2 Corinthians 1, 8 through 11. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, which is Turkey, by the way, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us, yet also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift we bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Verse 11 is one I really want to focus on, where it says, ye also helping together by prayer. And the whole time we were in Turkey, I knew that this verse would come to my mind over and over again, because I knew this was what a lot of times was getting us through difficult times, just like Paul had difficult times. And at the beginning, Norman and I had some difficult times. And I knew that you guys are praying for us. And I just want to thank you tonight personally for praying for us, being faithful to pray for us, to support us, to write letters to us. I just know that you all have a part. It's like a team. You know, I know Norman loves sports, and football is his favorite. And not everybody gets to carry the ball, and not everybody gets to throw it, but everybody has a part. And your part is praying. And it is important, very important. You just don't realize how many times I myself, when I was ill, just wanted to quit. But just at that time when you just want to stop and quit, something happens and you just keep going. And I know it's because you're praying. And there were many times. And I know one time, I was not feeling well, and I had made a commitment at one of the little fellowships there. It was the International Fellowship. And I had made a commitment to watch the children that morning. Norm was sick, and I got on the bus, and I rode down to the fellowship hall. And just before I got there, I had to get off of the bus, and I slipped, and I almost fell right onto the ground, but I caught myself, and it was raining and muddy and cold, and so I got through that. Okay, I can do this, and I think Janice knows this. She knows how it is living in a foreign country. We have to depend on public transportation, but I was about maybe 50 yards away from the door, and one of the buses that went by and splashed me, and I was covered from head to toe with mud and water. And when I got home that day, and I did go on, I got myself cleaned up in the bathroom real quick, and I watched the kids that day. I had a big cry in the bathroom, but I watched the kids. But then when I got home and told Norm about it, I said, what am I doing here? Because if I was in America, this wouldn't happen to me, you know? But somehow, again, people are praying, and the Lord's strength was there to help me through. And I just want to again tonight thank you again for everything that you've done for us and been behind us. And even this conference has been a blessing to me already. And I know so many people go into making this work. It just doesn't happen. A lot of people are praying and putting this all together to make it work. And I thank you for that. And the meeting so far has helped me to keep pressing on. I want to do better, and I want to keep trying harder. And even this week, the Lord's just given me extra strength with the biopsy I had to go in for. I still don't know any results, but the Lord is with me, and I know He's good and that everything He does is good. And if you will permit me, for the rest of my time, I would like to do a skit with Norm that will just give you some enlightenment into Turkey, or in life in Turkey. So if that's possible, can we do that for you now?
Okay, while she's putting things we're going to be over here, I'd like to say tomorrow night we're going to be going live. I hope you'll all be here tomorrow night. I'll be the last day tomorrow night. About 15 minutes worth of sitting time in place. And we're hopefully all here. We can make questions like that about the work of service. One thing to be out of there is that I think it's too much to get back to the goal. We wish we could. Actually, we could at one time. It's a one-way ticket out of the country. Anyway, even there, they had to do it behind closed doors. My house, my apartment, whatever. My wife is a teacher. That's why we do this. Anyway, I would, if you would, send it to a time capsule and a space capsule at the same time. We're going all the way over to Oxford, Turkey, so I live in Maine. And you're just going to be a fly on the wall. And we're going back in time for 6 months, okay, to last September the 1st.
So, hon, now that it's almost time to go home to America after being here for 4 years, you're getting excited, right?
Well, yes and no. I'm excited about seeing my family and friends, but I can't believe it's been 4 years.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So I'll tell you, in some ways, it seemed like only yesterday that we flew into Ankara here. We're just overwhelmed by all the differences, right?
I know, like thousands of mosques everywhere.
Yeah.
And a lot of women that are covered and everything.
Oh,
it was very different,
yeah,
let me tell you.
Boy, the trouble that comes scary is the traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, I still can't get used to that. It scares me. Remember that first taxi ride we were hanging out
on
the airline?
I know. Really were, I tell you.
Oh, that's scary. Every time I step outdoors.
I know. Another thing that's been scary for me has been the language. That's been so hard for me.
That's true. But praise the Lord, because our friends back at home and other friends back in America have been praying for us. We're finally getting the handle on this, aren't we?
Yes, we
Isn't
are.
Great?
I've been able to witness to some of my friends and my language helper. And I've even learned some choruses in Turkish.
Yeah, there's one of them I heard you sing a lot. What's that one you like to sing so much?
This is the day.
The Lord has made.
Yeah.
How does that go?
In Turkish, it goes like this. If I can sing it. Budurabin, budurabin yaratırgın, yaratırgın. Sevinelim, sevinelim, coşalım bundan, coşalım bundan. Budurabin yaratırgın. Sevinelim, coşalım bundan. Budurabin, budurabin yaratırgın.
Good, that's good. It is good to finally feel at home here. We can turn on the radio or TV now and actually understand most of what they're saying. I can even pick up a newspaper now and, you know, pretty much make out that our president's in trouble. Kind of sad that that's the headline. But anyway, that's one of the headlines for today. Anyway, you know, maybe...
when we go to the States?
Yeah, maybe when we go to the States, we could sing that chorus.
I think that would be a great idea.
Oh, you know, I was going to say, I think also we're going to miss our Turkish friends. When we're
yes,
home for
that's for sure. We really will miss them. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could sing that chorus. I'd feel like to hear us do something in Turkish. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We really have done anything. Maybe we could also say a verse like John 3:16 in Turkish.
Well, I think that would be a good idea, but boy, you know how nervous I get up in front of people. I might make a mistake.
That's true. You do get nervous. But, you know, so what? You might say a word wrong. Who's going to know the difference? That's one nice thing about learning a language like Turkish. But anyway, let's see if I can just say it, okay?
What are you going to say?
John 3.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Check me out. You
okay.
Here, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yuhana uch onata chukyu tanra dunya ya okadar chok sevdiki biricik olun verdi. Öyle ki ona iman edenlerinin hiçbiri mahvolmasın ama hepsi sonsuz yaşma kavuşsun.
Very good. Your pronunciation is really good, huh?
Yeah,
you're
that.
Doing
well,
great.
I just wish, though, that, you know, like Çelebi's wife, Ilnor, and Nesai, and Sultan, and all these other friends of ours could come to see it's true that God did love us so much He gave His Son.
I know.
The Lord Jesus to die.
But you know what? We have to remember and be really thankful that Çelebi has come to know the Lord.
Thank the Lord for that.
The Lord has been doing some great things in Turkey. We can't forget that.
Yeah, we've been here. We have seen some wonderful things.
Yeah, really have.
Like there wasn't a bookstore when we were staying.
I know.
We
didn't have a bookstore.
Praying and praise the God. In the
a Christian bookstore.
3.5 million people. The capital. We finally have one little tiny Christian bookstore.
I know. That's great. And what about the kids' camps?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The
that's
last
great.
Couple of years, and this summer, sure. Our friend Yeter's two teenage daughters,
I know.
Right, went and got saved.
Yeah,
so praise
great?
The Lord. Things slowly but surely
it's
are happening.
Happening. It's happening. Yeah.
But you know, earlier I'd asked you if you were excited. Didn't you say yes and no?
Well, you know, I'm not. I'm not excited about getting up in front of all those people. I have a hang-up, don't I? About getting up in front of all those people and giving a missionary presentation.
You know we don't use that word.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
Yeah, missionary, their language sounds almost the same, but boy, it sure has a lot worse meaning.
I have to be careful. I know. When the Turks hear that word, they think that we're spies or paid agents. Well,
they think the people who use that word. That's why we don't use that word.
Yeah. So we have to be careful. Yeah,
right.
Well, I'll have to
But I'm like you. I don't really want to get up and do a typical slide and snooze show.
Yeah, we don't want to. We don't want to get up there and bore them with our charts and maps and numbers and all that.
Hey, I know. Wait, we could do like some of our coworkers here do. I'll dress up in some old Turkish costume.
Oh, no, please. No, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. No. Hey, you know what we could do?
What are we going to do?
I got an idea. Maybe we could do something like this. We're just sitting around in our living room and in their living rooms and just, talk about Turkey and they could ask us questions and stuff.
Well, yeah, we could try that, but they're allowed to ask us some questions that are really hard to answer.
Well, somewhat.
Like, is Turkey a backward country?
Okay, so how would you answer that question?
Well, everybody asks, that is, very hard to answer, like yes and no, like you said at the beginning. I mean, in one way, they're terribly backward. The roads, oh my goodness, it's like something out of the last century. They got these backward ideas, like if you drink something in the winter that's cold, or eat something cold in winter, you're gonna get sick.
I know, but you know what? We have to just remember they're getting more and more modernized. They have a great communication system now. And they have good hospitals, and I just had an operation there.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, it's not an easy question to answer. You could say Turkey's like a, guy with 2 feet and 1 foot back firmly planted here in the Middle East and trying to go backwards into Iran, Iraq, that kind of a deal. But the other ones, half of it's over into Europe and trying to say, let's forget all that stuff and get modern. They just don't know which way they want to go.
I know. Oh.
That's why,
I'm sorry.
What were you going to say about the ladies?
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I'm sorry. I just totally went blank. I'm sorry.
Dropping card.
That will account for how the contrast we've been seeing in Turkey, in the women, the way they're dressing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of our neighbors now, these ladies are wearing these things you can barely see their eyes and nose sticking out from under all that covering they wear. But then others, I tell you, just yesterday outside on the street here in Ankara, right outside of our apartment, but I saw a Turkish woman in shorts.
Boy, I tell you, they're getting more and more westernized.
They really are. I mean, we got everything. We've got McDonald's here now.
Yeah.
Burger King, all these western things.
Yeah.
Influence.
But as far as the gospel goes, it's still the largest unreached country in the world.
I have to say, the church in the West has really dropped the ball here in Turkey.
I know.
That's what we got to remind them of when we go home.
I know. Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Out of 65 million people here, like 99.9% of them are Muslims. Even though most of them don't go to mosque very often.
Oh, the mosque. Yeah. Hey, that gives me an idea. You could tell them about how the men go and pray. I just happen to have this prayer cap. Maybe you could talk about the men and that, when they go to pray.
Prayer cap when they go.
And what they say and all that stuff.
They're supposed to all wear this to show their equality before God. They're rich, poor, black, white. We're all equal before God. That's why they have those lines painted on the floors of their mosque. When the men file in to say their prayers five times a day, they all line up to 9 feet.
So they don't have the same pew every time, huh?
No, you don't get the same pew every time at mosque. You don't get any pew at all.
I know.
You stand on the floor, you sit on the floor, you kneel, depending on what the leader tells you to do.
I know. I'm sorry.
Equality?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. You have to forgive me. I've gone...
Equality.
Yes, that's a great idea they have about equality.
Yeah, they have some good ideas. Muslims have some wonderful ideas about God. Unfortunately, they've got two very bad ones,
Yes, right. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm just losing it tonight.
About the Bible?
They don't believe that the Bible is written. I mean, that the Bible has been changed.
They believe it's been changed. It's not God's word.
I know, and that Jesus is just a prophet, and that he didn't really die on the cross for our sins.
Right, that's what they think. And they think that at the last moment that instead of him being crucified, and it was right here, instead of him being crucified, wow, would you please go? Judas was crucified and God took Jesus, the prophet, up to heaven. Anyway, I just can't get used to that call to prayer. Well, some satanic five times a day to hear them on all sides of the, you know, town, all of your mosque in town screaming out, you know, that call to prayer that Muhammad is God's only prophet. Especially when it comes an hour before your sunrise.
Oh, I know.
Sunrise.
That's hard. That's really hard.
Oh, what a way to wake up.
It really is. But you know what's been hard for me is sometimes when I'm with the women, you know, when I go to visit them and stuff, they ask such forward, direct questions.
Really? Like what?
Well, you know, we have tea in the afternoons and everything, and when a new lady comes, she gets, wants to know my name and everything, and before you know it, she's asking me how much rent I pay.
Oh, yeah?
And then she's gonna, then she goes, huh, how much do you weigh? And then,
oh, really?
And then before you know it, she's asking me how old I am.
No,
so
no,
it's pretty.
These guys, the same way. You barely meet a drunk man. He's asking you how much money you make. And
I know.
All kinds of personal
it's questions. Just their way.
They can
but
be very
it's hard sometimes.
They
yeah.
Can be very forward.
I know.
But they are friendly.
They're very friendly. Like. Hey, you know what I really like about them?
Well, I was going to say one thing about their friendliness, though, bothers me is.
Oh, the way they kiss.
Yeah, that we have to greet our Turkish friends.
Well, I don't think it's so bad to get kiss the women on both cheeks.
Well, I would like to kiss the women on both cheeks. I don't get to touch them.
I know.
Those hairy guys, I have to kiss them. Kiss the pillow pad.
I know. It's hard. It really is. It really. Hey, you know what I really like about when we go to visit with them, though? We have to really focus in about some of the good things about these people that we love so much.
Yeah.
And when we go to visit them, they make us feel so at home and everything. And before you know it, they're bringing out this lemon cologne to freshen us up.
That's good. That's a good idea. We could even take some of that with us.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Yeah.
That's a great idea to freshen ourselves up.
Yeah.
But, you know, every time I see that lemon cologne now, I can't help but think about that circumcision party we got invited to.
Oh, wow. What, what does this lemon cologne have to do with the circumcision party?
You forgot what happened that day?
Okay, now let's see. I had to be in the back room with the women.
Well,
you guys
true.
Were in the front.
But didn't I tell you after what happened when the doctor came and, you know, the blood was good, little boys
oh,
older brothers
yes.
saw that blood just...
Oh, that's right. He fainted, right? He fainted.
She had to come running
she
in with
comes
that
running out like this.
Cologne and revived
yeah,
him.
Yeah, they use this stuff
yeah,
for everything. They really do.
That's right.
But you know what? There's another custom or thing that they do that I really like. It's
what's
when
that?
We went to their weddings.
Oh, yeah. I love their Turkish weddings.
Aren't they
yeah.
great? And
Turkish
then the way we gave... Yeah, I know. Like the Jewish people, I know. But you know, when we gave gifts, that was a really neat
now,
idea.
That was a brilliant idea. I love that. Instead of, you know, going out and spending hours shopping for some gift, we wouldn't know if they would even want it or not. All we had to do, remember this, what do you call it?
The reception.
I just
yeah.
got in line with all the guys, and when it was my turn, I either pinned the million lira on the guy's,
yeah.
the groom's jacket, and he looked like a flag afterwards and all
I
that
know.
Stuff.
Or I could take that same $20 and buy the bride a piece of gold and put it on her arm or something.
Right.
I tell you,
right.
they love that gold.
That's true.
Yeah.
She looked like a walking jewelry store after the bride. But
I know,
anyway, yeah, you
great.
Know, we just like the church because they always, they're people, right?
Yeah, they always have time for us.
Right.
They really do.
That's right. I mean, like when we go into a shop, instead of, you know, saying, you know, what do you want to buy? And then what's the first thing they say?
They say, sit down, let's talk,
that's
and
right.
drink tea. I mean,
yeah.
it's just wonderful.
And now that we're finally getting this language down, when we go in each time, we can share more and more of the
that's
truth
right.
of the gospel.
It's really exciting. It really is.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of that proverb, that Turkish proverb we just learned a while back.
Which one is that?
You know, damla, damla, good.
Oh, yeah, that one. It says, drop by drop, a lake is formed.
Right.
Yeah.
They were telling us this, our helpers encourage us that, you know, you don't learn the language overnight, but
right.
if you keep working at it, you're going to finally speak the language.
That's right.
And, you know, the same's true with the gospel. You
that's
know, it's
true.
Not going to take Turkey overnight, obviously, but,
no.
you know, drop by drop, it's going to happen. You
that's
know, so,
right.
Why don't we
right.
get back? I'm excited to get in there and get back so we can see these lakes God's going to form here in Turkey.
All right. Amen.